This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
I wake in the morning, I wait on the Lord, and I ask Him to give me the strength to do right by our country. And when I go to bed at night, I wait on the Lord, and I ask Him to forgive me my sins.
Why are we doing this? Why get in shape? The Father made your body, Jesus paid for your body, and the Spirit lives in your body, so you better take care of it.
There's going to be a lot of skinny people in hell, and the size of their body or their body mass index is not going to be the standard by which Christ judges people on the last day.
We have no business going up to Christ. He comes down to us. Where the sinner is, in the gutter, in the grave, Christ comes to us and gives us His grace.
Duluth, Minnesota letter carriers, love, Issues, etc.
St. Paul had several traveling companions, perhaps a whole bevy of traveling companions, even missionary companions, fellow pastors who would travel with him. Sometimes he'd leave them behind someplace to kind of finish the work that he had begun. One of them, Silas, also known as Silvanus, he gets kind of the worst end of what it's like to travel with St. Paul. There's at least one incident of imprisonment, and then a little bit later, there is some rioting. He also gets left behind as well by Paul. The church remembers Silas on this day. We will as well. Pastor Bill Swirla will join us here for the first few minutes of Issues Etc. Coming to you live this Thursday afternoon, February the 10th, I'm Todd Wilkin. A little bit later, we'll talk with Colleen Carroll Campbell about a Planned Parenthood manager in New Jersey who helped a person posing as a pimp to try and hide his underage sex ring, and actually told the would-be pimp where he could take 14-year-old girls to get an abortion, no questions asked. We'll also talk with Colleen about congressional attempts to ban all federal funding on abortion. Dr. Chris Mitchell will join us for the last few minutes of the program, responding to a Newsweek magazine story. Perhaps you saw it. It's about what the Bible really has to say about sex. We'll see what Dr. Mitchell has to say a little bit later. You can join us for the next hour, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, or send us a tweet at @issuesetc. Pastor Bill Swirla is pastor of Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Hacienda Heights, California, and co-host of a weekly internet show called The God Whisperers. Bill, welcome back.
Good to be back, Todd. Peace be with you.
And with you as well. Wow. I mean, some people got off easy with only shipwrecks. Silas, he gets the raw end of the deal when he agrees to sign up with St. Paul.
Yeah, no kidding. Note to self, do not sign up as Paul's traveling companion. It's going to be wild. Yeah, today is, according to my Treasury of Daily Prayer here, put out by CPH, it is the commemoration of St. Silas, the fellow worker of Saints Peter and Paul. An oddity on the Lutheran church calendar, February 10th, the LCMS celebrates it. The ELCA on their calendar puts it on January 26th, put Silas there with Timothy and Titus, and then the Catholics celebrated on July 13th, so who knows.
Where did Paul and Silas first meet, as far as we can tell from the biblical
Jerusalem. You recall first missionary journey, Paul and Barnabas went around, and there's great activity out of Antioch, and lots of Gentiles coming to the faith, and this causes great stir in the Jerusalem church. What are we going to do with all these Gentiles? And do they have to keep the law of Moses, specifically circumcision? So they had this big meeting. Some call it a council. You know, I'm not sure I'd give it that much weight, but you know, they have a big meeting at headquarters in Jerusalem, and so Paul and Barnabas go there, and they listen to all the testimony. They make a decision regarding how far the Gentiles have to go to accommodate their fellow Jewish believers and whatnot, and then they send They send Paul and Barnabas back to Antioch, and they send two guys, Judas, named Barsabbas, and Silas, who were leaders among the Jerusalem church, along with them. So that's the first time. So Acts 15, middle of Acts 15, Silas appears on the scene as a leader in the church in Jerusalem. From then on, it's kind of like that's the second and third missionary journeys. That Silas is Paul's principal traveling companion. As you recall, he and Barnabas got into a heated discussion over whether John Mark could join them, and Barnabas wanted nephew John Mark to come along, give him a second chance. You know, he kind of flaked out there the first time on the island of Cyprus and went back. And I guess it got so hot between those two that they couldn't work together, which I think is kind of interesting, too. Sometimes you do have to go your separate ways, even in the church. And so Paul and Silas set out for the very productive, very large second missionary tour, which takes the gospel into Macedonia and into Greece. And as you pointed out, it's an eventful. They get thrown in jail. There's in Philippi. There's rioting in Ephesus. You know, and Silas is right in the thick of things there. And along the way, they pick up Timothy too. So Silas and Timothy are associated with each other. And they hang out for a while in Macedonia while Paul is separated from them for a bit in the second journey. And you see this come up then in 2 Corinthians, where Silas here called Silvanus and Timothy, those two names are dropped together. And in the letters to the Thessalonians, they are addressed as Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians. So, and he's also associated with Peter. Not sure why. But 1 Peter ends with the kind of the ending, by Silvanus, a faithful brother as I regard him, I have written to you. Now, that may mean that Silvanus wrote the letter, or it may mean that Silvanus carried the letter, probably the latter. There's a little bit of a question as to whether Silas and Silvanus are actually the same person. The reason for that is Hippolytus. And a somewhat questionable document called, let me see if I can find this here, yes, the 70 Apostles of the Lord, or on the 70 Apostles of Christ, where Hippolytus, who's about three generations removed, names all 70 from Luke 10, and number 16 is Silas, listed the Bishop of Corinth, and number 17, Silvanus, the Bishop of Thessalonica. So that's kind of an interesting little wrinkle. People aren't sure whether that's a really authentic, letter in that, so I wouldn't make too much out of it. But I wouldn't exactly dig in my heels real hard that Silas and Silvanus are the same person either, though it makes sense. It makes sense. Corinth and Thessalonica would have been congregations on that second and third missionary journey.
Pastor Schwerla, I mean, we become so accustomed to reading about the experiences of Paul and Silas together, that when it says, you know, they were thrown into prison, we're kind of, you know, rubbing our eyes and yawning a little bit. Yeah, okay, doesn't that happen to Paul all the time? Doesn't that happen to everybody? When in fact, yeah, it doesn't. I dare say that if a pastor anywhere in the United States were to be imprisoned by the local constable for proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ, it would be national news. But so far distant is our experience from that of the everyday perils faced by men like Silas and Paul. Your thoughts there?
Well, you know, the time they were going around, I mean, there's always a riot just waiting to happen, you know, and a lot of times it's not clear why the riot starts. Even it's perhaps the lines aren't as clear today, or the lines are clearer today than they were then. What is amazing, though, and Luther, you know, points this out, is wherever the gospel is preached, the cross is there. And wherever the gospel is preached, it's going to cause unrest, because as Jesus said, he comes not to bring peace but division and a sword. Because you can't be neutral about this Jesus. You know, he either is who he says he is, or he's not, and you can't just kind of sit in neutral about it. And these guys are right there on the heels of, you know, Jesus' ministry, his death, his resurrection, and whatnot. You know, what impresses me is they're in jail and they're holding a service. Acts 16:25, at about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them, and so was their jailer. And as a result, and look at how God works through everything. As a result of that, you know, he and his family were baptized.
Well, finally, then, why does the church do well to remember this, Silas, among all the companions that Paul certainly had in his missionary journeys? Why does the church do well to set aside a day to remember this man and his faith?
Interesting. I mean, you know, the tradition says that he, you know, eventually became a bishop either at Corinth or at Thessalonica or you know, Salonica, as it's called. I would take that more in a homiletical way. What's the point? Why remember him? I think a couple of things. One is that we never work alone in the gospel. You know, that this is Paul's companion. We remember Paul, but that term, that name Silas, comes up in some of Paul's own epistles, and he's working side by side with Paul, maybe a little bit more behind the scenes. And secondly, though he was a leading figure in Jerusalem, he risked life, limb, fortune, who knows what else, to take this gospel of Jesus for what them was some of the most utter parts of the world, and to take the risk to bring the gospel to Europe, to Macedonia, to Greece.
About 30 seconds here.
And so, you know, he is kind of like, I would say he's sort of the model of the missionary endeavor. You know, never wrote a letter, quiet, behind the scenes sort of guy, but right in the thick of things, and bringing the gospel of Jesus to people who have not heard the good news of their salvation. And so he's kind of the ordinary missionary par excellence.
Pastor Bill Swirl is pastor of Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Hacienda Heights, California, and co-host of the weekly internet show called The God Whispers. You can find out more about The God Whispers under the Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org. Bill, thank you very much.
You bet.
When we come back, Colleen Carol Campbell will talk about Planned Parenthood and underage abortion.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
Do all people share a common morality? Is natural law an errant teaching of the Roman Catholic Church? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for February is titled Natural Law, A Lutheran Reappraisal. You can read an excerpt at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase Natural Law by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Natural Law, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for February.
The essence of God's Word. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Steadfast Lutherans, people who believe that traditional Lutheran preaching, liturgy, and hymnody continue to deliver Christ crucified for sinners today. The Reformation attempted to return the Church's focus on what we do for God back to a focus on what God does for us, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. Some things never change. The Gospel is still under attack from inside and outside the Church. To see how Lutheran doctrine and practice preserve the Gospel, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
Well, I think that's a very good question.
Check out our new YouTube video, Good Question, issuesetc.org, and click support. Good questions, better answers, Issues Etc. Watch the short YouTube video, Good Question, today. Just go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org.
Well, you know, that's a good question.
That's a very good question.
Yeah, that's a good question.
No, that's a good question.